welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, they tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Everybody, welcome out to another fun-filled episode of the Untitled Mike and Laura Project. Holy shit, we're back. Where the hell have we been? I am Mike the Fist of Justice Laidman, and I am joined with none other than...
Laura.
And she is stuffing her face because we just got back from the gym.
No, I'm not stuffing it. I'm having a healthy dinner of chicken and avocado.
Right, but you're eating, and stuffing your face is like slang for...
No. I'm eating very eloquently.
Right, right. Well, while you're eating eloquently, I'm going to sneak a peek. I'm biting.
Don't do it.
Oh, fuck. I didn't blend this up well. It's really hot.
I know.
Hot. Shit.
The avocado cools up. That's what you get for stealing my dinner.
I guess so. Anyway, hey, we're back. Did you miss us?
Probably not.
Maybe. It's been over a month since the last time we did a show.
Barely.
It's still over a month.
Barely.
The last time we posted a show was the 16th. We're recording this on the 19th.
Yeah, that's barely.
That's over a month still.
But it's still barely over a month.
Well, what does it matter if it's barely or not?
Mm.
You're just straw grasping. That's something. I don't know.
I'm trying to make a sound. I'm trying to think positive.
Right. Right. Well, it has been busy. I mean, I had my upfronts things that I had to do, and you had conventions that you had to do.
Yep.
So things happened, and we just either when we had time to do a show, we just felt like living a life for the time that we didn't have time, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Not in the slightest. No, okay. You know what we were doing when we actually had time to, like, relax? We were watching TV.
Yeah. Which, you know, because we had time to relax. We didn't have a lot of it over the last little bit. So, here we are now, though.
Mm-hmm. We've been busy a few weeks.
I'm not sure what you said because of food there.
It's been a busy few weeks.
It has been.
Hungry.
I know you're hungry. But I'm just saying. I didn't understand what you said. Yeah. It's weird, because it's like, I'm so out of, like, I guess practice? Is practice the word?
Apparently I'm going to be on the radio coming up for Y108. About some contest for kids' literacy.
Oh, really, then?
Mm-hmm.
How'd that happen? As you chew.
Good timing to ask me that.
Are you still chewing? Yeah. Okay, Laura is going to be on the radio. That's all you need to know, apparently.
No, it's for kids' literacy, and my boss volunteered me because I'm good at talking on the radio.
Because of this. What you haven't done in a while.
Yeah, I'm still good at it. Yeah. I'm the only person on... Well, Sam could probably do it, because he's
a talkative man.
He can, like, handle talking to an audience, but nobody else on staff can.
Right, right. Well, I'm trying to think, like, based on the stuff that we've been doing that's been busy and fun, if we've had any, like, I don't have any stories this year from upfronts. Normally I have, like, a fun celebrity story, but I don't got any this year. What? Are you motioning
when
me?
When I'm doing that, you should probably talk, so there's not silence.
I thought you were like, no, there's that one. I had no idea what you were
doing. No, I've got a story. I saw, like, 3 boobies at Niagara Falls Comic.
Well, I figured that we'd talk about that when you were finished eating.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, let's see. I went to, I'm trying to think of celebrities that I saw at upfronts. Because for those of you who don't know what upfronts are, it's...
Most people.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's when networks go to their advertisers, like I am, and go, hey, we want you to buy on our station. Here's our new shows for the fall. Here's celebrities. La 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 la. Shit ton of free booze. So that happened. I'm trying to think of celebrities. Honestly, the guy that I was most excited to see out of anybody was the guy who played Iceman in X-Men, who is in The Following.
And you didn't even meet him, right?
No, because I even had the chance, and I was just like, no, I'm good. I just didn't feel like it,
you're
you
ridiculous.
Know? What, because I didn't want to go talk to Iceman?
Yeah.
I should have. I mean, he's filming X-Men right now, or at least he was going to at some point. I could be like, what's Patrick Stewart like?
Well, apparently he's a great guy.
Apparently. I would assume as much, just based off of what I've seen on the internet as of late. But yeah, so I saw that he was the biggest celebrity I saw. Well, that's not true. There's people that other people would consider big celebrities that I couldn't have given a shit about.
Like whom?
Like Snooki.
Oof.
Can't believe they brought Snooki. You know what? Recently, Android got Vine. And they still haven't fixed it. It's all fucking laggy. Like, the sound does not match your video. And I wanted to take a Vine while I was there, which was like, celebrity photo op, and then it would be me, and I'd be like, oh, sweet! And then it would be like, Snooki. And then I'd be like, oh, fuck it.
That'd be funny.
It would have been funny. But
the one you had about the cats would be funny, but they have to fix
it. But yeah, they have to fix the sound before I can do that.
I keep making Vines anyway, even though the sound sucks. I just try and make the pictures funny.
That's it. Yeah, like the ones that I do, that I have done, I try to like not do like fun productions. Like my goal someday is to do funny little Will Sasso style skits. Maybe not like lemons and stuff, you know what I mean? But just like
limes.
Something.
No, limes. Limes have
limes
been
is where it's at, yes. But, you know, do something
limes
where it's like.
The future.
Where it's like little edited scenes. Like the first one I did was a little edited scene. But then the next few I did were one long shot because the audio was going to be shit, so I didn't bother cutting it up. And then I did another one right before we recorded this that doesn't have any sound in it. So, like, you know, who cares for that one? But. You know what I mean.
What did you do in the one for this?
I just showed the fucking the mixer booting up, like the lights flashing, like when we're talking, and I went like on the end of my mic, and then I showed that I was updating the graphic for episode 77.
Well, aren't you cute?
Yeah, it's like a story. That ends in a podcast.
My favorite Vine I've done is still Sassy Spider-Man.
Sassy Spider-Man was pretty great. I gotta admit that one.
When are you gonna let me fix Solidus?
This has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
We got so many Play Arts figures, I could definitely do a skit with them.
Don't do skits with my Play Arts figures.
Maybe I was talking about my Play Arts figures.
You just use your Monster High figures.
Maybe I'll make your dolls and my dolls go on a date.
You have problems.
No.
Anyway, yeah, so I didn't see any fun celebrities, and I didn't get too drunk. Although I did go to a fucking Russian vodka bar in Toronto called Pravda, and it was all decked out in, like, communist stuff.
You know Pravda means truth?
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why there was Lenin everywhere?
Pravda was the name of the newspaper.
Oh. Well, Lenin was everywhere, and there was hammers and sickles and red stars on absolutely everything.
No. I kept taking Russian, like, every year, it was ridiculous. I'd be like, okay, not taking Russian history again, because Russian history fucking sucks. Because, like I said, the names are hard as fuck to remember.
Right.
Nobody is named, like...
Phil Donahue.
Yeah, like, nobody... Everybody has a name that's, like... Markova Novodjevich
Vladimir.
And it's like, oh my god, how am I supposed to keep all these people straight? Ugh.
And everybody's first name is Vlad. No, that's like something else.
Some of them are friggin' names Ivan. Like Dmitri and Ivan, and like that's
Ivan.
It. The terrible?
No, just Ivan.
Anyway, so, but I kept taking it. I ended up kept taking Russian history like every year, and I was like, why am I doing this?
Because it's cool? I don't know.
It's not even cool. It's
right.
Cold.
Why don't you tell everybody, speaking of cold, about the boobies you saw at the Niagara Falls Comic Con?
Oh, it's just girls wearing skimpy cosplay outfits. And if they, like, if you were moving something or going somewhere and all of a sudden a girl, like, bent over, you'd, like, oh, there goes a boob right out of her costume.
Right.
So, I saw three boobs, and it's from three different women.
No pairs?
No pairs.
That's a shame. Actually, you know what's funny? I saw a thing on Tumblr, and it was a picture of a girl in, like, a Walmart, and she was leaning over, and through the collar of her shirt, you could see her nipple, and it zoomed in towards the nipple, and it kept zooming in, and then as it turned out, it wasn't zooming in at the nipple at all. It was zooming in at the X-Men sandal that was right behind the nipple. It was pretty funny. I thought it was funny.
That poor woman has been exposed on the internet.
Where you couldn't even see her face.
It's terrible.
Anyway, she should wear a bra then. If she. I'm getting such a judgment stare right now.
Oh, you're being judged. Man, I've been reading fucking Judge Dredd, and it's awesome. I highly recommend, like, if you liked the Carl Urban movie, who's coming to Fan Expo, by the way.
Yes.
And he's a handsome man.
You said you would climb that mountain in a second.
No, I said I would climb that like a fucking tree. Oh. It's hot.
Yeah. That makes me feel good.
Oh, babe.
I'm kidding. Like, I care. I know you're not going to leave me for Carl Urban.
Like, he'd have me. It's like double insurance here, hon.
If he did, should I just let you go? I mean, you...
Not for Carl Urban.
Oh, but for who, though?
Tom Hiddleston or Michael Fassbender.
Right,
but
right.
No, Michael Fassbender is down with the swirl. He probably wouldn't be into me.
Down with the swirl?
He only dates black women.
What? I've never... Okay, forget that he dates black women. I've never heard in my life, down with the swirl. What the hell does that mean?
You don't know down with the swirl.
I don't know down with the swirl. What is that?
When you get a swirl ice cream cone, and it's like soft serve, and it's vanilla and chocolate, and they swirl it.
Okay.
You've heard that.
I have not. I've not heard
that
before.
I had a fight with someone because they were adamant. Not a fight, but I had to prove them wrong. Adamant that Jungle Fever only applied to, I think, black men liking, or white women liking black men. And I was like, no, it goes both ways. Like, it could be a white dude who's into black chicks. And they're like, no, it's only the one. And I'm like, no, it's both, dude. It's if it's a white person only is into, like, black people, that's Jungle Fever. That's the way, that's
okay.
I think it was Abel.
It's okay. Well,
so
now
I had to
Abel
prove
knows.
Him wrong.
The one that I'm most common with is because there was a coworker of mine that we called her that because she only dated black guys and we called her Knight Rider. That's the only one I know of, really.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, anyway, moving on.
But yeah, only those two. Anyway, let's talk about something.
I was going to say the Niagara Falls Comic Con. You mean you spent, like, the whole time with all these celebrity encounters, and you came back and you told me all about
it. Oh, yeah, I met...
I'm freaking at my parents ripping up carpet, and that's not a fucking entendre. I was literally ripping carpet off my parents' floor. Shove up.
Shove up?
Shove up. Tell everybody what you saw.
Well,
I was sweating in the
carpet.
Well,
I gotta say, like, one doesn't even count, because we're, like, best buddies now.
Oh, right, right.
So
your best friends. If you're best friends, ask them on the show.
I don't want to bother him because we're friends.
Okay. I see how it is.
I'm
pretty sure...
I've become pretty good friends with Pat Mastrioni, who played Joey Jeremiah on Degrassi,
uh-huh.
On the original Degrassi. So if you like the original Degrassi, he and I are chums now.
He comes up to you and he's like, hey, Laura. And
yeah,
you guys talk.
We're on a first name basis. He called me sexy when I bought a Zit Remedy shirt.
What? You didn't tell me he called you sexy. Are you
he
gonna leave me
Walt,
for fucking
called,
Pat Mastrioni?
No, he called Walt sexy too. Oh. So I mean,
he calls everybody sexy then.
Yeah, not everybody, but
probably everybody who wears a Zit Remedy shirt.
Probably that's right. True. So everybody, get ready and get into gear.
The Degrassi sensation,
the one
and
only
Zit
Remedy is
here.
Yeah,
so for half of our audience probably has, probably 2/3 of our audience doesn't get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, he and I are good chums, so whenever he comes over and, like, talks, we get to catch up. He's a good person. He's a really nice guy. Like, you see all these sorts of things about, well, I mean, look at Neil Hope from Degrassi. I mean, he died a vagrant.
Right, right.
Look at Lindsay Lohan, child star. I mean, Pat grew up to be a nice, really cool guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's one of the nicest people I've ever met, so that's good. But I also got to meet Tom Savini. Tom Savini! Kind of.
Tell the Tom Savini story.
There's not much of a story.
Tell it. It's funny.
No.
No, do it. No. If you don't tell
it,
then I'm
embarrassed because I didn't actually get to meet him.
If you don't tell
him, I met him by proxy. But we were setting up our booth on the Friday because we got there at about 11 o'clock on Friday. Nah, probably about noon on Friday.
Oh, quick pause. Well, I'm sure most of you, unlike Pat Mastrione, two-thirds of you do know who Tom Savini is. But for those of you who don't know who Tom Savini is, he's kind of a horror legend.
Use your Google. God. Tom Savini's a legend.
Yes. In
fucking
like horror
people
movies
who
and
don't
special
know
effects
Tom
and
Savini.
He's the guy
you're
with
fired.
Gun. He's the guy with a gun for a dick in Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah. Anyway, Tom Savini's a legend. So anyway, guy comes walking up to our booth and we're setting things up and I'm almost done setting up my area of the booth and you know, it's been a hard day and sweating like a pig and setup's hard. Like, you know what? Next time you go to a con, make sure you respect your people tending the booth because they work hard. Anyway, guy walks up and I'm like, that guy kind of looks like Tom Savini. Oh my God, that's fucking Tom Savini. And this other random guy who's like setting up his booth across the way is looking at me and Tom Savini is looking at my wares and not at me. So this other guy across the hall and I are like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we're pointing. It's like, is that? And like, we're whispering to it, is that? And like, oh my fucking God. We're like mouth whispering to each other across the aisle. And he kind of gives me a nod as he walks away. And I'm like, uh-huh. Fuck. And then he came back the next day and browsed our wares and spoke with one of my coworkers about stuff. And then he never came back. And I really hoped he had, but he didn't.
Oh, well. But you had that moment with that other guy.
What other guy?
The fucking guy that you were waving at. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of, my coworker got to meet him, like talk. He called him Mr. Savini.
Who met him?
Marty.
Marty.
He was like, Mr. Savini, you know?
Marty. Marty doesn't deserve to meet anybody.
He's actually kind of in films.
I know.
And in like horror films. So I told him like, dude, if he comes back, because he produces that Night of the Living Dead live show.
Right.
And I was like, if he comes back, you know, make sure you know, hey, you know, you've worked with George Romero, I'm working with George Romero. Maybe we can, like, go for a drink.
Right, right. You should come see the show. Here are free tickets.
I think the show's done.
Oh, never mind then.
But anyway, so that was cool. And, I saw lots of cosplayers. And I sold lots of stuff. But I found this convention was a lot of people who'd never been to a convention before.
Right.
And usually people, when they go to a convention, they're like, man, I've saved up $1,000. I'm going to spend $1,000 at the show. Nobody was doing that.
These are people who were like, man, I saved up $20. I'm going to spend $20 at the show.
Usually you get people who are like, can I leave this at the booth for a while? Because they bought like a huge thing and they can't carry it. And I'll, it's like, no, none of that.
No. Nobody bought a giant statue of the fucking Balrog. Thorhead. And
no, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of a really slow con for sales.
Well, it's fairly new con, right?
It is only a few years old, and it was a lot of people, like I said, who had never... We sold tickets at our store, and it was a lot of people coming in to buy tickets who were like, man, I've never been at a comic store before. Two tickets, please, and then they'd walk out.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Well, it's good that you got to see some fun cosplay.
Yep. But it was an all right show.
I'm giving you the greatest segue ever because I figured you'd want to talk about this and you're not talking about it. Yeah. Let me set that up again. So at least you got to see some great cosplay.
Speaking of cosplay.
What are you speaking about?
Mike and I are going to cosplay a couple costume.
Yes.
We are going.
Well, hold on. Before you say who we're going as, this has been a constant struggle with you. I say constant struggle because you've been trying to get me to do a couple's costume with you for... since we started dating. And I was never down with any of your choices. I didn't want to be Beetlejuice.
You throw out one suggestion and I say, sure, just so we can do a couple's costume together. And you turn out all my suggestions.
How many suggestions you had? You had Beetlejuice and Lydia. And I didn't want to be Beetlejuice.
You could have been Lydia.
No. What was the other? You had another suggestion.
I've had other suggestions.
No, you wanted me to be Spike.
Yeah.
And you would be Twilight. And yeah. I'm like, I don't want to be Spike.
All you have to do is wear a fucking hat.
The thing is you keep asking me to be like couples in things I don't want to be in. You know, that's the thing.
You know, if you love me, you do it because you love me.
I died. So anyway, on that note, why don't you tell everybody what we're going to be a couple of?
A couple of idiots.
What? What?
No.
What? What?
You're mean.
I mean?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
You're mean.
What? Because I didn't want to be Beetlejuice or Spike?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you tell. It's more your thing than me, anyway.
But you're so excited, like 30 seconds ago.
No, you tell. I'll be right back.
I see. You're going to go put things in the dishwasher?
I am. We bought a dishwasher.
Yeah, she's so excited about that one.
But
she's
aren't
not. Not as excited as you.
No, there is guac. I'll get a picture now.
What did I tell you? You got guac everywhere. She got guac everywhere. Anyway, we are going to dress as you, Nakamura. Or sorry, no, that's not right. Nakamura is the other guy. I'm going to be you from Persona 4. And Laura is going to be Yukiko from Persona 4. And we already got our wigs and we bought our costumes, but they haven't come yet. And I figured Laura would talk more about this section than me, but she left the room to do dishes. So I don't really know what else to say besides we have wigs and costumes that are coming at some point. Well, the wigs we already have because we bought the wigs.
What do you mean you don't know what else to say?
Well, I figured you'd be talking about this because you were the one that was so excited about it.
Aren't you excited?
Not as excited as you.
But you're not excited?
I didn't say I wasn't excited. I thought that you'd be more excited and it'd be like, yay, here's a really exciting part of the podcast because Laura's excited about the thing that she's talking about instead of me trying to explain it less because
we're both wearing school uniforms.
Yes.
I got to cut our wigs and do hairstyling on them, which makes them look fancy. But I am also wearing my Twilight Sparkle costume, which I actually have to finish up maybe tonight or tomorrow. All I have to do is hot glue some stuff on, like clips under the ears and horn I made.
Right.
Oh my goodness. If anybody is thinking to make like a horn or ears, I highly recommend Crayola Model Magic. Because that stuff is light as a feather. It's like foam. It's amazingly light. Anything else is way too heavy to put on your head.
Also, it stains the stuff. So
oh, yeah. Be careful. Put down tinfoil.
Put down paper or something. Because it stained our kitchen table.
Oh, that's a shitty kitchen table anyway. I want to get a new one. Not right now, but at some point.
Obviously. It was a hand-me-down table. We don't have to keep it.
Can we get a new kitchen table at some point? And a coffee table. I bought the dishwasher.
What the fuck is this?
Well, actually, our savings bought the dishwasher, so we'll at some point buy the other things. I'm Mike.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Wow! I'm Don Draper. I want my juice.
Okay. Mad Men reference for those
Mad
of
Men's
you
fucking awesome.
Mad
I'm sad.
Mad Men is
over.
Great. Mad Men is fantastic. So yeah, that's what's going on with Con Bravo. So you should come to Con Bravo because we'll be there.
And I'll be on a pony panel. And Mike, you better be at the panel to watch me, or I will be so mad.
Why wouldn't I go to watch you at the panel?
Can you wear a spike hat? Well,
I'm not gonna wear a spike hat.
I'm wearing whatever day the panel is. I gotta obviously dress as my pony cosplay.
Well, it makes sense. It was on the Friday night last year.
Well, I don't know when it'll be, but
I'm gonna wear
probably Twilight 2 days and the Persona 1 day, because you'll probably want to not cosplay 3 days in a row.
Maybe. We'll see. I wore the Magneto cape and helmet last year, and everybody's like, you're fucking amazing. So I might wear the rest of the Magneto costume. We'll see.
Are you going to shave your beard?
I have to shave my beard for the Persona costume anyway.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I'm afraid.
Oh my god, it'll grow back in.
I know, but I haven't had it. I've had a beard for like 7 years now.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
Okay, maybe like 5 years.
No.
What are you talking about?
I've been working at the store for 5.5 years.
Uh-huh.
And when you first started coming in, you didn't have the beard. Well, not when I... Yeah.
4 years.
Maybe 4 years. Maybe 3.5.
I started growing the beard when I started working at the radio station. The radio station job started in summer 2009. 4 years.
There you go.
Done and done. Laura left to get a cat. I don't know if that's why she left, but yeah, so obviously we've been talking about some random shit happening. I don't know, actually, speaking of Con Bravo, I don't know if we're having it anymore, but there was talk of us having a live panel. I have to talk to Dodd about that. He was supposed to set that up, but I don't know. I have a feeling that he was doing his own thing and set up just a Twig panel. But anyway, whatever. We may or may not do a live record there. Either way, we'll be there.
Hey, we could always, like, there's all sorts of after parties, and we have the week off leading up. Have you booked your week off?
I booked it off yesterday.
Good.
I even booked off the day before the week off.
For your birthday?
I booked off the Friday, and then I'm off the whole next week. And you know, the thing that's even better, too, is the Thursday, the day before I booked off, is our summer work party. So basically, I'm off on the Wednesday to... I work Wednesday, and then it's a party, and then I'm off for, like, a week and a half, which is nice. Thumbs up. Anyway.
Great job.
Great job. But, yeah, so we'll be at Con Bravo all 3 days. It's, like, literally, like, 2 blocks from our apartment, so...
After party at our house!
You have opened the floodgates to hell. We'll see.
Okay. Guest list only.
Guest list only. Okay.
No Mike Dodge allowed.
No.
Let me test to see if he's listening.
I've seen what he does to our floor with Pop.
That's true.
We did a These Warriors Are Terrible recording here, and he knocked like a 2-liter bottle of Pop on the floor. No stain, thankfully, but that's what happened. Anyway, that's a behind-the-scenes moment for you guys. It's not a very big one, but it's something, I guess. Yes. Anyway, so yeah, we'll be at Con Bravo. You should come to Con Bravo. Con Bravo in Hamilton. It's what, the 27th, 28th, 29th? That area?
26th through 28th.
Close enough. I was in there. I had a couple of dates, right? It's the last weekend in July.
Yep.
So there's that. Also, a lot of other people will be there, like Nostalgia Critic.
Linkara.
Mark Meer. Mark Meer, the voice of Commander Shepard and all the crap, but not My Shepard. My Shepard was Jennifer Hale. Speaking of, we'll have to do this at some point in the future. Not this week, but another week. I finally finished Mass Effect 3, so that means that I played Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 back-to-back, which I said a while ago. That would be when we finally did the Mass Effect show. Because we had a few people being like, hey, whenever you're going to do the Mass Effect show. So I'm finally going to do a Mass Effect show, probably the next show, not this show. Because we've been rambling on about where the hell we've been for the last little while. And I figured that was more important than, hey, we're back for 2 seconds. What are you doing? I should be videotaping this. You're like, you're trying to pick up Dante, and all you're accomplishing is sticking his ass in your face.
A cookie?
Don't give him a cookie.
Want a cookie?
He doesn't get a cookie. Dante does not need an oatmeal cookie. He's not going to eat it anyway. He's just going to sniff at it. Don't eat the cookie. Oh, he's biting the cookie. I can't believe he's biting the cookie. I can't believe I'm reporting on the cat biting a cookie.
His kitty balls are covered in cookie.
He doesn't want any of it. He's running away. Now our cat is addicted to fucking oatmeal. No. Are you going to eat that now that he's taking a bite?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. I know you are because you're a weirdo.
He licks me all the time.
Does he lick the inside of your mouth? Oh my God, you're hesitating. What happens when I'm not around?
Nothing. Just cuddles.
Inside of your mouth?
I'm going to break off the pieces around where he bit them and he can have those.
Oh my God. So speaking of people who were wanting to hear shows and such, Trevor Dupp tweeted the show and said, it's about goddamn time in response to the Vine that I posted. So somebody...
Dante likes cookies. Eat a cookie.
When he leaves that shit on the floor, are you going to clean it up?
I have a guy who'll do it.
Is his name Laura?
No, Laura's a girl name.
Laura
silly.
Needs to clean up her shit.
No, Dante's liking the cookie.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so a Mass Effect show will be coming down the pipeline at some point. Something that I have been playing since Mass Effect has been over. I don't want to go into it in too much detail. Don't roll your eyes at me.
Too late.
Uh-huh. Something that came out last week, and I played till completion as of last night. The Last of Us. I'm sure everybody's sick of hearing it because of, like, if you haven't played it, everybody's sick of the reviews and everybody who has played it going like, oh my god, it's so amazing. It is that amazing. I cannot stop thinking about Mass Effect. The Last of Us. Ever since I finished beating it last night, I spent most of my day at work just being like, okay, so today at work I have to buy this show for this amount of time. Ellie and Joel were walking around. But if they went there, like, that kind of shit happened to me all day. I just kept thinking about I keep saying Mass Effect because I said it like 50 times. I kept thinking about The Last of Us. Probably didn't help that I had the soundtrack on repeat on YouTube while I was working, just because it's a really good soundtrack. I'm not going to go into any spoilers. We may go into spoilers at some point. Not now, because, I mean, the game came out literally last week, and that's not fair to anybody to go into spoilers for it. I will say this, though. Forget one of the, like, best games I've played. It was probably, like, the best experience I've ever had in a game. Like, this... It really, like, affected me.
Oh, my God. So, last night... Coworker lent me a French horror film called Insight, which is a pretty disturbing little movie. It's pretty good.
You couldn't watch part of it.
Oh, only for like 30 seconds, but I'm not so good with things ripping into women's uteruses.
Yes.
So that and me aren't good friends. But anyway, I couldn't watch the one in Prometheus either.
That's true.
So anyway, but I'm watching this movie, and it finished up, and then I'm sitting in bed reading my book, because I bought Game of Thrones finally. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there reading it, and all of a sudden, like, I can hear the game end. And, like, Mike walks in, and I wish I could, like, act it out for you. Because he walks in, and he's just like, Oh, my God. And I'm like, are you okay? He's like, no. Like, was it good? Yeah, but no. I'm like, so did you enjoy yourself? Yes. Like, are you okay? No. Did it destroy you? Yeah, it ruined him.
That the ending to that game, it's the last thing I expected from what actually, like, what happened. Is there a cat behind me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sitting all sassy.
But it's not even like that. There's a scene that takes place. For those of you who have beaten the game, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about without any details. But there's a scene that happens not too far from the ending. It's actually at about like 88% through the game. And it's something that I've seen before in other mediums, but it's never been done like this before. And the, like, physicality and brutality of that moment completely blew me away.
Was that it?
No, not that part. It was after that part, though. Like, was just after, like, that part. It was that part, yes. Yeah. But I just sat there staring at the screen with my mouth agape, just completely shocked at that moment. Like, I'm a guy that watches. The scene that Laura was talking about in her movie that she couldn't watch, I probably could have watched that no problem. The scene that she looked away at in Prometheus, I didn't look away. I saw every moment of it. Human Centipede, there was moments in that where you couldn't watch
knees.
It.
Knees. I can't do knees
I watched
either.
Every
uteruses
second of that,
knees.
Too. There's a knee scene in Last of Us.
No, I'm not playing the game.
They don't show it, but they...
Hey, speaking of can't watch things, so have you seen that video online of the snake opening the door?
What? No.
There's a video on, like, go on BuzzFeed.
Okay.
And there's a video. It's a 13-second clip. And it's just a closed door. And then all of a sudden it opens. And it turns out what opened the door was a huge albino python.
Okay.
Which has figured out how to open a door. Scroll down. Scroll down.
I'm scrolling. Should I just search it?
Yeah, maybe. But it's super funny. It's like 13 seconds. It's like...
There isn't really a search button in here.
Control F. Control F. And put like snake. Or door. Put door. You might have to go to the next page. Oh my goodness.
Okay, it's not here.
It is there. I know it's there. I saw it today. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
There it
is. You're
going
to have to edit this.
I found it. It's right here.
Okay. So it's this 13-second clip. And I know my coworker is afraid of snakes. Now, here's the thing. I'm afraid of bees and wasps.
I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm playing the clip. Yeah, that snake definitely just opened the door.
Good job.
Good job.
Great job.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
So.
It, like, slapped onto the floor.
Yeah, well, it fell.
Well, yeah, it's a big snake.
The snake has, it's a handle door. It's not like a knob. It's a handle. Yeah. So it's easy enough for the snake to put its weight on the handle and open it. Big deal.
Like velociraptors.
There you go. So... Again, I can watch videos of bees and wasps and have no problem with them. They're gross, but like I can watch on video. I know it's not real.
Right.
So I was like, hey, Nicole. And it's just a closed door to start with, so she has no idea what the video is.
Right.
And I'm like, watch this. And then out comes a snake, hits the ground. She screamed and ran across the store. It wasn't so much like a, ah! It was like a, ah! And then ran across the store. Like, no, 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 with her, like, hands over her eyes. Like, she flipped her shit. And all I could think is, that's hilarious. I felt bad, but it was funny.
That's good.
I didn't think she'd freak out that bad. If I hadn't known she would have freaked out that bad, I would have not done it.
Right.
I might have.
Anyway, so yeah, no, that one scene near the end, there's a few scenes in it. Like, there was a few moments in the game where I would just pause it and just kind of sit and let it sink in for a minute.
I don't think I can play this game.
You have to play it, though. It's so good.
I don't think I want to.
Play it on easy.
But not even the hard. It's like
it's pretty intense.
I don't really want to play a game that intense.
You don't want to play a game that's scary, you think?
No, I think it's just the story intensive. I'm not looking for something that's going to like destroy me like that.
Okay, well, you saw the opening, right?
Mm-hmm.
How was that for you?
Really sad.
It gets sadder than that.
I don't want to watch. I don't want to play it. Okay. I'm reading Game of Thrones, and all I can think is, oh my god, I'm going to have to read through the scene where Ned Stark kills Lady, and then all the other sad stuff that happens. I still have to read again now, and I'm kind of like, shit, it's a good book, and I'm enjoying it, but I'm like, man, I keep, like, all the great parts of Game of Thrones are fucking awesome, but the sad parts are, like, heartbreaking,
right.
So I'm like, god damn it.
Well, we'll see. One day, maybe you will, but probably not from the sounds of it.
Sorry.
Well... It's really good, though. I'll just throw that out there. But yeah, play it. And at some point, I might talk about the spoilers in another episode, but not this episode. Because, you know, that's not fair.
Aw, kitty, kitty. Kitty, kitty.
But yeah, I guess that's about it. I mean, anything else you can think of you want to talk about right now?
No.
You can't think of anything. When I asked you about doing the show, you're like, what would we talk about? And I'm like, well, we can talk about this, 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 and this, and this, and this, and this. And you're like, okay. And I'm like, what about something you want to talk about? And you were like, what? And I'm like, what am I telling you for? It's something you want to talk about. I brought up things like E3 and PlayStation 4 and all that kind of stuff. And we didn't talk about any of that, but whatever.
Maybe next week.
Maybe. Well, when it's like super old news. Yeah, let's talk about it then.
We can talk about the finale of Mad Men.
Well, I said we'd probably talk about Mass Effect next week. If it's even next week, we'll see. Anyway, so I guess that's it. Going to be it for now. I'm Mike, the Fist of Justice Laban.
And I'm Laura. And I'm going to be Twilight Sparkle, and I'm excited.
Yes, make sure you go to Com Bravo. And oh, shit. Before we go, I really want to put this out there. I'm going to put a link in the episode post to a Kickstarter that a buddy of mine is running. It's for a comic called Gilded Age. It's a webcomic. It's based around MMORPGs. It's fantasy as well. It's really funny. It's really well done. And they're doing a Kickstarter. And I just wanted to help him out. So I'm going to put a link in.
Aren't you a sweetheart?
Yeah. So
did you actually buy any of it?
I'm planning on buying the Volume 1, Volume 2 combo. Because it's for Volume 2 of his book. And I'm going to try and buy the Volume 1, Volume 2 combo. Because I do not have Volume 1.
There you go. Yeah, because you missed it. It was in previews.
It was.
To be in previews, you need to have Diamond distribute you. You have to have 5,000 copies of something.
Yeah.
I think is the general rule.
Right.
For a book.
Well,
obviously there's full access. I think it's 5,000 or something like that.
Yeah. Also the
so not cheap.
This is true. The the video, the Kickstarter video is actually really well done. They made a cartoon.
Cool.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. The Kickstarter also pays. They're going to do an animated series for the show. Like, and depending on their stretch goals, that'll change the how many episodes they do. So, anyway, that's it. We're here.
Night.
We're alive. Hopefully, we'll be back next week.
I'm going to go work on my cosplay stuff while I watch TV while you edit the show. If you're editing, are you editing the show?
I'm going to edit the show,
okay,
and
bye.
Then when I'm done, I might want to play video games.
Of course.
I love video games. Why did I do that? I don't understand.
Well, kids, that's all you get. That's it. Read a book.
Tell me about the cat noise.
The cat noise?
Yeah.
The one that Kratos makes?
Yeah.
The...
I don't think that's what it sounds like.
But I... There he goes. Just ran by. Like a teeny ninja. Shit. Oh, I'm drunk, babe.
The Untitled Mike and Laura Project is presented in association with ThisWeekInGeek.net. Check out ThisWeekInGeek.net for more geek content, and you can subscribe to all of our content through iTunes or any other podcatcher. If you want to tell us your thoughts on the Untitled Mike and Laura Project, you can give us a call at our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or send an email to feedback@thisweekingeek.net, which I highly recommend you do, as we loves the feedback here at this show. And then, of course, you can contact us on the Twitters at reply Mike Laidman, at reply Laura _ Raptor, and, of course, at reply This Week in Geek. Follow us while you're at it. We'll be best friends or something.
Did that sound a lot better in your head?
Yes, it did.
Until next week.
Lower your shields and surrender your listenership.